the early Christians have any fiction?
We tend to think of the Age of the Church Fathers as something very solemn, with a heavy focus on theology and very serious, weighty matters. And to a great extent, that's true. This was the age in which the doctrines of the faith were given their classical formulations. So there was a great deal of theological scrutiny and debate and intense intellectual activity. But the early Christians were like us. They also had an interest in the life of the imagination, in stories and tales. And as a result, there was Christian fiction that was written from very early on. For example, around the year 160, a priest from Turkey wrote a document called The Acts of Paul and Thecla. And it's basically an early Christian novel. It talks about the life of St. Paul and a convert to the faith, a woman named Thecla. And it happens to contain the only known description of St. Paul from antiquity. It actually describes what he looks like, or what he looked like. And because it was written so early, within about a century of Paul's lifetime, the description may actually be accurate. In any event, what the document says is that Paul was a man small in size, bald-headed, bandy-legged, well-built, with eyebrows meeting, rather long-nosed, and full of grace. For sometimes he seemed like a man, and sometimes he had the face of an angel. Now, even though the priest who wrote this said that he did it for the love of St. Paul, it got him in trouble. Not everybody liked this mixing of religion and fiction, and it ended up costing him his position. But the literary imagination of Christianity would not be stopped, and other works were also written. About a century later, a novel was written called The Acts of Polyxena and Xanthippe, which also deals with the life of St. Paul. We know from the book of Romans that St. Paul had desired to go travel to Spain, and apparently after his house arrest in Rome in the early 60s, he seems to have been able to do that, but we don't really have much information about it. Nevertheless, Christians wondered what happened to Paul in Spain, and so this novel, The Acts of Xanthippe and Polyxena, was written to fill in the gaps and imagine what happened to Paul there. It was a thrilling adventure tale. It had all kinds of exciting elements in it. It was quite different in a way from some other works of Christian fiction, both of their day and ours. Oftentimes, Christian fiction can get too bogged down in theology and can kind of be long on speech making and short on story. Well, there was Christian fiction of that nature too. For example, there were a pair of works known as the Clementine Homilies and the Clementine Recognitions that purport to account events from the life of St. Clement of Rome. But really, they're just occasions to have big long sermons. And so there's not so much story in those. Nevertheless, the story impulse, the creative impulse, the impulse towards fiction and imagination is something that God built into human nature, and it's neat to see it working here, even in the earliest age of the church.